أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها، لا تبديل لخلق الله، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. منيبين إليه واتقوه وأقيموا الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين، من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا، كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us the example of our own selves, that if we had to own a slave, then we will never even consider giving that slave a small little partnership in the wealth or in the honor or authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us. Then how is it possible that we want to make a partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is also impossible. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses in the initial stages our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, set your face towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining aloof of every other person, every other being but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That those disbelievers who do not want to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have the responsibility of delivering the message, and that is your responsibility. Once you have done so, then you continue with your own ibadat, you continue with your own endeavors, and continue pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas and with sincerity. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word hanifa, like in many other places of the Quran Kareem. In actual fact, a very difficult word to translate into English, but the more or less meaning of it is that remaining aloof of every other deity, every other god, everyone what is termed as masiwallah, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fully dedicated to Allah Rabbul Izzat himself. And this is a very tall order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us, that we need to create within us this kind of ikhlas and sincerity, this kind of purity, that whatever we do only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the word فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكْ, and if we translate it literally, it means to establish, to set one's face towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely with full dedication towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted the entire universe, or rather the entire mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the natural disposition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had incurred upon man. And this natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, very plainly the mufassirin and even the muhaddithin have went into very great detail explaining it. The very basic of it is that every human being has been given the ability, every human being has been given the capability and the capacity of accepting the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it was Fir'aun of the past, whether it was Haman, or whether it was Abu Jahl, or no matter how great a disbeliever he may have been, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept within himself the ability, the capacity, the capability of accepting tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this had actually stemmed out from the fact that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had assembled all the arwah, all the souls in the realm of the souls, in the alame arwah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked one question, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Then everyone and every soul responded, Bala, O Allah, undoubtedly you are the Rabb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows from there that each and every soul has the capacity and the capability of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a different thing that when man is born and ushered into this world, perhaps the influence of parents, perhaps the influences of environments, the influences of shaitan, one's personal arrogance, one's personal haughtiness, one does not accept tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a different issue. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question everyone about iman is in itself proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every soul, every individual, the capacity, the capability, the ability of recognizing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls it a fitrat. La tabadila li khalqillah. There is no one or there is nothing and that can change the khalq and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no change to the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This has been what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted insofar as the capability and ability is concerned, and it will never change, it will remain there. No matter how much of arrogance Fir'aun had, for example, no matter how much he called himself God himself, but within himself, in his hearts of hearts, there was that ability and that capability of recognizing the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sadly he did not do. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the upright religion, that is the upright way of life, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the capacity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted us. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind does not know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has not realized that he has the ability. And as a matter of fact, you and I, we also do not realize the abilities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept within us. That spiritual awareness that we are supposed to have, that spiritual elevation, that closeness that we can acquire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that is clouded because of the materialism we have around us, the occupation of this world, the preoccupation in our worldly affairs, clouds this ability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. But when we realize that we can gain closeness to Allah, when we realize that we can make more and more ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we realize that we can inculcate within us the quality of ikhlas and sincerity, the quality of being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is just that realization needs to come, and then we will spiritually move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munibina ilayhi wattaqu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turning fully towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. The word inabat in Arabic means to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully, or if we want to, wholeheartedly. And when we do that, inshallah, we will find that turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the best move any human being will make, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we walk towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will run towards us. If we move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a hand span, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come towards us in arm's length. So from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, there is an invitation. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, the door is open. It is for us to open the doors of our hearts and our intellect and turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wattaqu, and at the same time, create within us the awareness of Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and waqimu salah, and establish the salat. And here, establishing the salat, in actual fact, it is the starting point of the life of any mu'min and any believer. Like our ulama always say, that salat is not everything in the life of a Muslim, and a Muslim is nothing without salat. Salat is not everything in the life of a Muslim, and a Muslim is nothing without salat. A person that does not perform salat, he has to do a lot of answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to move spiritually great strides towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when we have brought about salat into our lives, then we need to perfect that salat, and at the same time, our deen does not stop there. Our deen continues into the other aspects of Islam. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And do not become from amongst the mushrikeen. In other words, openly also, let us not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within our hearts, let us not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not associate with those who are associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعَا. And from those who have created divisions insofar as the religion and the deen is concerned. وَكَانُوا شِيَعَا. They have become different groups. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And each group is delightful. Each group rejoices with what it has. In other words, when a person deviates from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether one becomes a Shia, one is happy with that.
A person becomes a Qadiani, that person is happy with that and he's delightful with that, and Allah forbid a person leaves the deen of Allah Ta'ala completely and one becomes an atheist, that person is happy with what he has. But the reality is this, that the joy will still remain in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.